Right, John and Tangrigate. Morning to you, John.
Thank you, Stephen, for taking my phone call. No, I would just like to say this last 4 or 5 weeks or whatever it is, I am fed up to the eyeballs listening about what's going on with this boiler system. I know it's been important in one thing or another, but at the very start, if these people on the Hill had all sat down, instead of trying to pick faults with each other and have sorted this out, maybe this wouldn't have been taking place today. Now we've got the government taking
Well, you're linking the RHI scandal to this. How are you doing that?
Well, you and the unionist boys and the SDLP and all yous have done in this past 4 or 5 weeks is moan about the millions that's going to be lost. Why didn't they sit down and get us sorted out?
Well, what I've done, and first of all, you shouldn't be grouping me with other political parties, John. Wise up. All I've done is report the story.
You were the one that started all this. Good enough these things have to come into the light and people have to know about it. But you have went on to you have finally got the government taken down, and there's agents out there, murdering agents, have taken advantage now. And this policeman is... One of many that is going to suffer in the coming weeks. And you and all the politicians up there that have been crying to get Arlene Foster taken down and one thing or another, you have achieved what you set out to do.
Well, I need to be able to respond to this, John, okay? First of all, you are talking utter nonsense.
Is that right?
Factually untrue. I have not attempted, nor have I the power, nor have I the desire to bring anybody down. It's not my job. If I attempted to do it, I should be sacked immediately by the BBC. What I do is I bring you information. That's all I do in this country. I bring you information. I do not bring governments down, nor does anyone in the BBC. That is a political process. Nothing to do with us.
It's understandable, Mr. Nolan and I, that you're going to wash your hands of everything, but you kept at it.
Yeah, it's called pursuing a story.
You've achieved what you set out to do. You've achieved it, along with the other ones I'm speaking about, all the other politicians that, and all they're looking is a wee bit of power. That's all they're looking. They're looking, there's ones there with one-man parties, one thing. They're maybe looking and built up to two-man parties. But you have achieved what you set out to do.
Well, I don't want to cut you off because you're entitled to a voice and a platform as much as anybody else. But you are talking utter nonsense.
Well,
absolute, complete nonsense,
Mr. Nolan. I expect that from you now. You will wipe your hands clean from what has started off. And my sympathy goes out to the policeman this morning.
Yes.
Thankfully, it could have been a fatality. But thankfully, it's not. But you and the other ones that I'm speaking about cannot wipe your hands clean from what you have started 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was.
So you're basically criticising now every journalist in the country because most have covered this story. Most newspapers in the country, most broadcasting organisations, John. I think you need to sit back and apportion the blame on the people who actually pick up a gun and pull a trigger rather than journalists doing their job.
That's why I said there's agents out there, murdering agents, who listen to people like what's going on this last 4 or 5 weeks. Now you have got the government down. There's nobody in control of anything. And they're the ones then starting the street. And I'm going to tell you, you'll probably have other phone calls today. And a whole lot of them will probably not get through because I've rang before about things and never got through.
John,
but you'll have other ones.
John, there's a slight inconsistency in what you're saying, and then you and I will part company this morning.
That's okay.
You're saying that these callers won't get through. Did you get through?
I got through this morning.
Right. And were you criticising me this morning?
Were you criticising me this morning, John? Lovely to speak to you.
Were you criticising me this morning?
I was, yeah.
And did you get through?
I did, yeah.
So let's not suggest that there's any type of agenda like that. It's inconsistent. But thank you, sir. Morning to you.